Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another Insta webinar here at WP Studio. For a few of the new people who are in our community, we have these Insta webinars every so often whenever there's a quick topic that needs to be covered or something, some code issue that pops up that we need to deal with. Well, this Monday, we are going to be taking a look at a new feature that I rolled into the WP Studio membership. You only get access to this as a member of WP Studio, whether you're on an annual or a lifetime membership. This is now rolled out for you. It's something that I've been wrestling with for a long time to figure out the right way to do it, and I think I have finally come up with the right way to do it. And that is, if you come to your logged in account, come up to the top bar, go to account, you will now see the GPL share box below your toolbox. Now remember, the toolbox is where you can get all the WP Studio plugins and you can download. This is also going to be receiving a huge update as well. But the GPL share box is a very unique thing that I don't think I've ever seen any other WordPress membership do, like a training membership. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw this poll out there. I'm wondering if I launch this poll, and so there's three questions that for those of you who are here. How many of you have let plugins go due to financial reasons, whether you just didn't think it was worth it or the price kept rising? All those type of things can come across. Do you ever wish you could try premium plugins before buying things or for a lot of money? And then I guess the other thing is, do you understand the GPL license? So it does look like most people who are filling out the form are saying, yes, you've let plugins go. Yes, you wish you could try plugins out. And yes and no in terms of understanding of the GPL license. So thanks for those of you. I'm just going to end the poll. Thanks for everybody who filled that out. That's just a cursory look. So the GPL license, which wraps around and licenses WordPress and also dictates licensing on any WordPress plugin, as well as most themes. The GPL license basically says anybody can take a code that they have in their possession and redistribute it. Yes, there are terms in there that I could, if I wanted to, I could take Gravity Forms, rename Gravity Forms, change like the style sheet of Gravity Forms, and re-release it as Muffin Forms. Well, the reason why people don't do that is Gravity Forms has a lot of back-end interaction with their own servers, their own systems, like update systems, the add-on systems, as well as integrating with other, you know, protection resources on their site. Same way where, you know, if you were to download WordFence, we could take WordFence code, modify it, and re-release it as Muffin Fence. And not only redistribute it, but we could sell it. But where the difference is, WordFence also connects up to their server to give updates on security risks, on how it scans, because a lot of times it's not scanning from the actual plugin, it's scanning from their server, and you're just connected to their scanner, their malware scanner, through your licensing. Most of WordPress premium products, the sale, the money that you are giving is for support. It's for the support and the updates. The moment you buy a GPL product, you can hand it off to anybody else you want. But the original developer only has to support the original sale. So they can't, you can't just pass on the sale or the support capabilities to someone else. You can't share that. Well, because of the GPL concept and the licensing, I have been granted many licenses over the years from different developers because they wanted me to do a webinar or a training or to look at their code. Plus, I've also acquired licenses for many, many years, which means now I have a gigantic group of plugins and themes that are either licenses that have been granted me, or that have been given me, or that I have personally purchased. And I want to assist all of us in our community by giving you guys an opportunity to test these live plugins, real plugins, updated plugins, the original plugins from the developer, so that you can test things out. A lot of times we have client sites that we're wondering if, I wonder if Easy Digital Downloads special add-on would work for this client. But the only way you can figure out in this current world, the only way you can figure out if it works is to buy it. Now, most plugin developers are very reticent to give you refunds. So let's say you set it up for your client and it's not going to work. Well, now you may be out $200 because that solution didn't work. And the plugin developer says, oh, you already downloaded it and we saw you activated it once. So we're not going to give you a refund. You didn't need any support from them to begin with. And you would only really need support from them and updates from them if you were continually using that, and then you would be billing your clients, all that type of stuff. So what the GPL share box is a ton of plugins. Right now there's over 100 plugins and themes in the share box. There's probably another 500 or more to go to get added into this. And we're doing several things. One, let me see if I've got any that were recent updates for this week. No. So what you'll see is the name of the plugin. Now, this sharebox concept will change over time. It will grow. It will modify. But right now, it's just it's simply in a table system to make life easier. So you'll see the actual name of the plugin, what type of category it's in, the current version that's in the sharebox, and when that version was last released. And then you have a button here to download the file. That is the latest zip file. There is nothing added to that zip file. There is no extra code. It is the original zip file from, basically just downloaded from the original developer. But let's say you love Advanced Custom Fields Pro and you're like, you know what? I have the free version. I want to try the pro version. Go ahead and download the pro version. Try it out. If it works exactly what you want, or you want access to their support because you want to see exactly how I can do something, well, I've also provided you the direct link that will take you there to purchase if you decide to go that route. So this is what the sharebox is all about. Now, it also has a really cool search, because what if you want to say, you know what, I've been using I have a client who's been using Builder, the old bakery, one of the first page builders that's out there. And you're like, well, lots of people in the community talk about Beaver Builder. So I'm going to type in Beaver Builder and say, well, what do you have? Well, we have Beaver Builder Professional, so that's Beaver Builder. We even have the Beaver Builder theme, the child theme. We have two add-ons, the Power Pack and the Ultimate add-on. And we have Beaver Builder Themer. So if you've ever wanted to try one of those out, go ahead. Try it out. No cost to you. The one caveat is I'm not going to provide any support on this. If you need support, sure, you can ask people in the community, but I would really encourage you that if you need some type of support, consider purchasing the product. So right now there is everything from Advanced Custom Fields Pro, there's Backup Buddy. Let me do this, because we had this conversation on Slack earlier. What if, you'll notice I have iThemes Builder here. And some of the things, I also have like Genesis, StudioPress Genesis, and other things that are out there. Why would I put something that is kind of an out of date plugin or theme? I know many of you probably have clients that are still using iThemes Builder. Well, if that's one of the only things that's holding you to an expensive membership, that seems kind of silly just because you have one client, you just want to make sure that the security is up to date. You don't need any support. You don't need any help. You just need to make sure that you're not having holes in the security for a client. So you can easily just download the latest builder version here, upload it to your site. And again, we'll have a little video that talks about using Chris Jean's easy theme and plugin updater plugin so that you can just overwrite a plugin. And this way you can stay up to date without having to pay a membership or to pay an annual fee to another developer just because you've got an old outdated client who doesn't want to update. So that's part of the reason why I did this. Plus, you'll see a whole bunch of the other things that are coming. And I think there's a number of these that many of you will be really happy about. Everything from, you can kind of go down the road here, but yes, all Gravity Forms stuff is already in there. If you've never used Gravity Forms, the premium versions, you have basically every single Gravity add-on, multiple pages, everything that would do that. You'll be able to jump into LearnDash. I have all the main WP add-ons, whether it's MemberPress, Ninja Forms, Paid Membership Pro, Restrict Content Pro, Search WP, WooCommerce, and many, many add-ons there. Easy Digital Downloads and many, many add-ons. WP All Import, many, many add-ons. You'll see this kind of will change down here to give you an idea of things that will be added. It takes me a little bit of time. I'm not going to just devote an entire 4 days just uploading all this stuff. I'll do little bits at a time until we get there. Now, what I will also want to point out is, let me hop over here to, I need to change the share so that you can actually see this. There's actually two new channels on Slack that happened over the weekend. I hope you guys are looking at the Slack channel right now. But this is the private Slack channel for WP Studio. And there are two new channels that you may want to look at. One of them is Sharebox. Sharebox is basically an ongoing feed of everything that has changed. Whether it is, notice how it'll say update. Is it a plugin? What the name? What version? New means I've just added it new to the Sharebox. Whether it's a plugin, it's an add-on. Add-on, plugin, add-on. Plugin. There should be some themes in here as well. See, theme, StudioPress Genesis, new. So this is a Slack channel that I think you will want to keep in mind. And because I'm just showing you new channels that just happened, I'll put this in the upcoming newsletter. Another one is the Monday email. If for whatever reason you don't receive the Monday email, which always has tons of information in it about what's happening at WP Studio, you will now have a record. You can always just go to Slack and you'll be able to see that information. That's just a new thing that we're doing to make sure that everybody gets access to this. So the final thing I will say about the Sharebox concept, let me switch back there, is two things. One, I'm going to be putting up a new form for those people for everybody to request certain types of plugins. I'm not going to put a plugin up here that I don't have access to or a developer hasn't granted me access. So if it's something that's out there that's like, oh, I really want to try this $200 plugin, I'm not going out to just buy the plugin. Sometimes I'll just reach out and I'll ask a developer for a copy or a version or something like that. But this is just coming from my background. I'm also not opening it up to other people sharing plugins. And I think that's more of a security thing. I want you all to be 100% confident and protected that any of these plugins you're testing have not been modified. Now, I don't think anybody in our community would do that, but as WP Studio grows, I don't want to even open that door to have somebody come in here and find a way to basically put malware or altered plugins into the share box. That's not what this is for. The share box is solely there for all of you who are working hard to try and make ends meet working with your clients to give you a new resource in which you can draw from. And so I did say, well, I'll put up a form there so you can request certain things. I'll try and keep you updated. Follow the Slack channel to see updates. And then if there are big updates that happen, normally I might include a little section, add a section on the Monday email letting people know, hey, there's a new series of plugins and new things that were added. I'd love to get your feedback on this. Again, the share box is only available to members. It's an added benefit. I am not selling these plugins. You can put them on, you can do whatever you want with them, but it is, I'm not supporting them. If for whatever reason you're like, I have no idea how to do this, and people have time in the community, maybe some people can share or I could share how to quick set something up or fix something up, but I'm not providing support or installation, things like that. If you need that support, again, you can always click on the developer site and it will take them there. So I hope this will be a useful tool that A, allows you to test things out, and B, allows you to maintain some of your older client sites that, you know, I know some of you have clients that are 10-year clients, and they barely pay you anything. And so in order for you to maintain their website, which doesn't change at all, why should you continue paying fees just for that one little plugin that you don't have the time to rebuild their website, not using a certain tool? So it's also my way of helping you stay as secure as possible. So this is the new GPL share box. You can get to it from the account link underneath the toolbox, GPL share box. The other the final thing, I'll just put this out there, and I don't know how else to say this, but be respectful with the downloads. Just because it's here doesn't mean you have to download everything. I know there are going to be some that do it. And I would be very, I would encourage you just download the files that you need or want to try. Because if all of a sudden if we're seeing tons and tons of downloads happening all the time, I may have to put restrictions and say like each member can only download 20 plugins a day or something. I don't want to have to do that or 10 plugins or, you know, put a limit on it. But if people just use it as a resource, we won't ever have to go that way. So I hope you have a great rest of the Monday. Don't forget there is a webinar on Wednesday as well as a new webinar I put on this calendar for Thursday. And should be a great week today. And, oh, final thing. If anybody, we're at the very final few hours of the Cyber Monday sale. If anybody wants to pass on information about our Cyber Monday Black Friday sale, the response has already been amazing, but feel free to pass it on to anybody who you feel really would benefit from not only the community, but also the tools and the training. So take care, everybody. Have a great rest of the Monday, and I'm going to upload this video for everybody who is unable to make it. Have a great Monday.